how I write? With great reluctance. That's the first thing I should say. I'm a terrible deadline junkie. I can't perform without one, and I need to get into a frazzle and will probably miss a deadline and write grovelling preemptive emails to my editor and write through the grim, uncharted hours of the night before I eventually press the send button. I hate myself for it, but I can't do it any other way. Why can't I just organise my life better, produce text with a measured calm, and deliver it a few days in advance? Because I have a sneaking feeling that it won't be any good. I need, somehow, to go through that ringer. The imminent deadline focuses the mind. We're talking non-fiction here. With fiction, when you are unpublished, like me, there are no deadlines, except for competitions, so thank heaven for them. Otherwise, well, I suppose that's why I'm not really a fiction writer. No, non-fiction is my bread and butter, which means research. Always too much research. Research pitted with fascinating rabbit holes, down which I'll dive because my curiosity has been piqued, knowing full well that I probably can't use what I unearth. Too much research? It's necessary to a degree, like overfilling a flower pot with soil because experience tells you that it will shrink when watered. But it's also actually another form of displacement, like mowing the lawn, cutting the hedge, cutting my nails, making marmalade and chutney, anything to avoid sitting down and composing sentences sensibly before that frazzle begins to tingle. But then, finally, I do get going. Get that opening sentence down, the first paragraph, and with the cork out of the bottle, I'm away. The narrative arc is the key driver. Avoid too much stop-starting if possible. I can always check facts later. Although, as I progress, I am increasingly walled in by a crescent of open books on the floor behind me and a second laptop screen beside me. That's the first draft. Now read and correct on screen, read and correct on screen again. It's sculpture, really, hammering out a rough shape, then chipping away with ever finer chisels. Chisel some more, refine and polish, print it out, double-spaced, reread off paper. It always looks different. Fiddle about with it some more with a red pen, sometimes loads of red pen, which needs extensive rekeying, introducing new errors. Reprint, more red pen, read aloud, or aloud in my head if we're now in those grim, uncharted hours of the night, and then, finally, it's done. A ridiculous palaver. My finger hovers over the send button. Misgivings assail me, but the last, final deadline is here. The publishers must have it. I picture them arriving for work with nothing else on their minds but my late miscreant copy. Send. Relief and a strangely vacant feeling. Now I can mow the lawn, cut the hedge, label the chutney, but these activities no longer have quite the same piquant savour of stolen time. Unless there's another job sitting there, concertinaed against another deadline by my skin of the teeth, late delivery of the last. Time, clearly, to retile the bathroom floor.